Blackstone presents My Nemesis, a novel by Charmaine Craig. This book is read by Charmaine Craig. To Andrew. Where there is merely bad luck in not being loved, there is misfortune in not loving. All of us today are dying of this misfortune. A.C. Here there is sickness, beyond all doubt the most terrible sickness that has thus far raged in man. And whoever is still capable of hearing, but one no longer has the ears for it today. How in this night of torture and absurdity the cry love resounded, the cry of the most longing delight, of redemption in love, will turn away, seized by an invincible horror. F.N. 1. When I accused Wah of being an insult to women, an insult to womankind was my unfortunate phrase, we were sitting with our husbands at a fashionable rooftop restaurant in downtown Los Angeles. It was late. I had made the mistake of starting in on a third martini, and straight away I could feel the husbands begin to cower, whereas Wah confronted me with a look of hurt, almost to tell me that I'd betrayed some sort of feminine understanding. "You've misunderstood me, Tessa," she said, and I noticed that she was panting as though I'd shaken her physically. She cast around for help from her husband, Charlie, whose steady gray eyes were moving between us. "I think not," I said, before he could save her. But of course, she had a point. I'd never been able to read Wah, and I still don't believe that it was a matter merely of culture or ethnicity. True, as our current ethos would have it, she was a person of mixed race, something that might have contributed, beyond her unusual look, to the confusion of her submissive and queen-like demeanor. Though I don't think even her relatives could have told you if her general mode of quietness was due to a timidity on her part or a righteousness that kept her at a remove from others. I don't think anyone knew if she tended to smile courteously during conversations with that supple mouth of hers because she was incapable of keeping pace with our ideas or privately counting the ways those ideas were imbecilic. What I'm trying to get at is that I found her to be a tangle of both deference and hostility, if also some beauty.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?